tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, happy Freedom Friday to all of our listeners out there across Montana. Man, we got so many different topics we want to get to here this morning. But also, we want to hear from you. What topics do you want to get to? What do you want to share with folks all across Montana? Give us a ring, 406-294-0970. Plus, we've got our friend George Blackard back in the house with us here on this Freedom Friday. George, I hope you had a great Veterans Day. I almost was going to call you up and wire you into the show or see if we could hit you up, because you're always such a great Veterans Day show host or sidekick. But holy cow, we were so busy with so many great veterans to talk to in Missoula, I didn't even have time to take a coffee break, frankly, on Tuesday morning show.
Isn't that the way it goes? I mean, that day brings out some great people, and it's always busy like that. You know, I had a very laid-back Veterans Day. I really didn't do anything.
Good.
I worked, and I went home, and I sat down and just enjoyed some peace and quiet. So,
well, well-deserved, because I know you've spent so many Memorial Days, Veterans Days, Flag Days, other days, like going nonstop event to event to event or helping out your fellow veterans or a family in need. And so, yeah, sometimes it's just nice to enjoy your Veterans Day by taking a freaking day off and kicking back and relaxing like you deserve.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I remember a couple of years I'd get home about 10 o'clock at night after going to events all day long and then realize I haven't eaten all day and I could have eaten anywhere for free.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. It was like that was me, you know, on Tuesday. I didn't even have time to really stop and grab lunch. I just grabbed a protein bar or something anyway. But so then I finally got back to Kalispell about 4 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I need to go pick up some things from the grocery store, but you know, I'm gonna pop into Applebee's. Applebee's was like D-Day. All the boats were on the beach at Applebee's. Every veteran in America invaded Applebee's on Tuesday.
Yes, they do. Applebee's does a great job there too, and I always appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's so cool that they do those free meals for veterans. And I offered to show ID, and they're like, nah, you know what, don't worry about it. And so they're pretty trusting of folks. I'm like you, man. There's some Veterans Days I wish I could just hang back and not have to work, not have to do a show. But it's such an honor to have a microphone like this. But the hardest part about doing a show like this is giving the day the justice that it truly deserves for our fellow veterans. And thankfully, the fine folks of Missoula helped us do that by giving us some great guests and some great veterans to get on the microphone. And so they made it a great program, because if I had to do it on my own, man, it would have been a rough day.
It's always nice to have the help.
That's right. Well, that's why we got you here every Friday, George Blackard, for Freedom Friday. I asked George while the Fox News update was going on for us in our headsets here. I said, hey, what do you want to talk about here this morning? Did you guys hear about this story? Apparently, I've got the Axios media report here. Apparently, 40% of young women want to leave. They want to get out of the country. They want to leave the United States of America. Did you hear about this story?
It's November 14th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Seatbelt Day. The modern seatbelt was created by Swedish automaker Volvo in 1959. Since then, studies have shown that wearing a seatbelt saves lives and prevents serious injuries. Today is meant to reinforce the need for everyone to wear seatbelts, no matter where anyone is sitting inside of a car. Also on this date, in 1851, the classic novel Moby Dick by author Herman Melville is published. In 1960,
Georgia, Georgia.
The Ray Charles song Georgia on My Mind reaches number one on the charts. And in 2018, a large pear-shaped pearl pendant, which belonged to Marie Antoinette, sold at auction for $32 million. The pendant had not been seen in public for roughly 200 years until it was put up for sale. If it's your birthday today, you share it with King Charles III, born in 1948. I'm Gianna Gelosi, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Man, I tell you what a nice surprise that was. What a show that was. So Wednesday afternoon, I see this press release from the governor's office. The one and only Mike Rowe, you know, the dirty jobs guy, Mike Rowe in Montana. So I'm like, oh, man, we got to get Mike Rowe on the show. And that's exactly what we made happen for you. We had the governor and Mike Rowe on Thursday's Montana Talks. What do we got coming up Friday? Hey, you never know. But you know, we're going to try to take your phone calls with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know I've got this Axios story somewhere around here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Axios.com here has this, and that's basically kind of a left of center news website here. It was started by some Politico alumni. A record share of women say they want to leave the United States for good. The share of U.S. young adults who say that they would like to permanently move to another country. This is the graph that they have now shared. 40% of young women say that they would like to leave the U.S. permanently. That's more than twice the share of American men, and apparently this is a new Gallup survey. We're going to get George Blackard's take on that and more. Plus, hey, we'd love to hear your take. If you want to call in, 406-294-0970. We'll get George's take here in just a second. But first, let's start with one of your phone calls. We've got Kat calling in from Eastern Montana. Kat, thanks for the call, and what's on your mind on this Freedom Friday?
Well, happy Freedom Friday, Aaron, and thanks to our veterans. I wanted to just share on the airwaves that broke a story yesterday about the DEI at the Billings Clinic. It's a secret DEI program. So the Billings Clinic in Montana is defying President Trump's executive order 14151, ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferencing. Now, the Billings Clinic, which is tied to Logan Healthcare, the Mayo Clinic Care Network, they're secretly training their employees on their DEI policies. So the training manual set by my source talks about being paid to be there as a DEI committee and is open to all clinic employees. The things that they talk about in there are, like in their manual, are policies, which are like dress code, bathroom, patient grooming, EMR adjustments, and a couple others, but this one stood out to me. The SOGI collection that inputs gender into an EMR decision-making tools, which what could go wrong there, right? And staff education, training, things of this nature. Now, I have all the receipts listed on my Facebook, listed on my X account at Lemmy Winkster, or you can find me at Kat Hawley. But I just wanted to go down five of the people or things or entities that donate to the DE or to the Billings Clinic that leads to their DEI. That's First Interstate Bank, Q2, KTVQ, U.S. Bank, Nonstop Local, Billings Gazette, Northwest Energy, and the Yellowstone Country Club. So I wanted to bring that to your listeners. I'm going to scoot off here, Aaron, and I'll listen to the comments. And I want to thank you, and God bless to everyone in Montana. Have a great day.
All right, Kat, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that post that you shared on X yet. So thanks for calling in about it. I'll have to check that one out. George, you know how in the military you hear these acronyms and you're like, there's an acronym for everything, and then the Navy might have one acronym that means one thing, and then the Air Force could have the same exact acronym and it means something else. SOGI is one of these acronyms where I'm like, what in the world is SOGI? Is this like, you know, like do you drink that when you're eating kimchi? What is SOGI? Apparently it's sexual orientation and gender something or other. Yeah, I mean, just some of the crazy train acronyms that are out there. And not in the, well, they used to be in the military, but Pete Hegseth's doing away with that nonsense.
Yes, he is. And that's a great speech. That's one of the greatest of the last few decades. But, you know, there's a lot of organizations like this is the hospital, but there's universities we're finding still all over the country that have just totally ignored that. They've just changed the name and went dark. And they're doing it all behind the scenes, you know. So they're not going to let go of that easily. They're just not.
Well, and what we've seen is what they're trying to do is basically have the same old DEI program, this racist DEI program, but call it by another name. And so that's what you see a lot of, especially higher education institutions doing, is they still have the same DEI racist policies. They're just calling it something else and claiming to not have a DEI program. All right, George, this was one of the topics you wanted to get to here this morning. And yeah, this story caught my eye as well. I found it at Axios.com. A record share of women, 40% apparently of young women, say they want to leave the United States permanently. What was your reaction when you saw this story?
Well, the first thing I looked at is, all right, so who did they poll? That's what I want to know. And they polled girls as young as 15 in this poll they did. Well, you know, just like I know, that teenage girls that are under 18, and boys for that matter, all they want to do is get out of wherever they are. They want to get out of the hometown they're in. They want to get out of their state. And so I have no doubt that if somebody said, hey, would you leave the country if you had the chance? And they're 15, they're going to go, well, yeah, hell yeah, I'd do that. Well, so I'm not buying this whole 40% thing. I think you can't even pull people under 18 and make it count. You know, I just think it's wrong.
That's a great point. The entire freaking world is invading Montana and wants to live in parts of Montana. And yet there's kids that live in Bozeman right now, or live in the Flathead Valley right now, some of the most beautiful places on earth. And they're like, I don't like it here. It's boring. There's nothing to do here.
And then I gotta get out of here.
And then they leave, and they're like, "I can't wait to get back to Montana, man. We had everything there. We had all the stuff that the city slickers have, but then we have lakes and rivers and mountains and hunting and fishing and everything else too." And so they quickly figure it out. It's kind of like Brittany Griner, you know. She was kneeling for the anthem, and then she got locked in a Russian prison. Boy, was she happy to get back to America.
Fox Sports Update.
So that's the way it ends tonight in Foxborough. First game of week number 11, 27-14. New England on Thursday night.
8 consecutive wins for the New England Patriots. On Prime Video, the Pats beat the Jets 27-14 to improve the record to 9-2, best in the NFL. 1 year ago, New England's record at this point in the season was 3-8. First-year Patriots coach Mike Vrabel watched his second-year quarterback Drake May throw for 281 yards and a touchdown, a score to Travion Henderson, who reached the end zone 3 times versus the Jets. Henderson ran for 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs went over 100 receiving yards for the third time this season, 9 catches, 105 yards. Jets quarterback Justin Fields threw 1 touchdown, ran for 67 yards. The Jets' record dropped to 2-8. College football Sun Belt Conference. Old Dominion went to town on Troy with a 33-0 shutout. ODU was 7-3, dropped Troy to 6-4. First time in 9 years Old Dominion has won 7 games in the season. It's a College Football Friday on Fox, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. 8th-ranked Oregon hosts Minnesota on Fox Network TV.
The National League MVP is Shohei Ohtani. The American League MVP, Aaron Judge.
The announcements made by Don Mattingly on MLB Network Thursday. Ohtani won his 3rd straight MVP award and 2nd in as many years since he joined the Dodgers. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber a distant 2nd, 4th unanimous MVP in 5 years for Ohtani. 3rd MVP in 4 years for Aaron Judge, who won a 2nd straight in the American League, beat out the Mariners' Kyle Raleigh. Judge received 355 voting points, Raleigh 335. NBA, Devin Booker scored 33 points for the Suns, who dropped the Pacers to 1-11 with a 133-98 blowout win. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with George Blackard on this Freedom Friday. Yeah, George, we went right into the last hard break there. But, yeah, that was kind of my kind of knee-jerk reaction on this story. It's like, you know, these people who say how much they despise America, how bad America is, boy, they quickly find out, don't they, George?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen a few stories of people that moved to other countries, including Russia, of all places. And so this family, this guy takes his daughters and wife to Russia, and they're thinking it's going to be better than the United States. And, you know, they weren't there a few months, and they're begging to come home. So I think, as they say, the grass is always greener. But, you know, America's the only place where the people who love it or who hate it still won't leave.
That's right. When they could join Rosie O'Donnell in Ireland or wherever else, and then they do leave and they go to these other countries, and they're shocked, they're flabbergasted by the fact that, like, the stuff that they can't do in these other countries, and that they would complain about, you know, the tiniest of things in America, and then they go to these other countries and they're just amazed at how little freedom they actually have, or just cultural differences, right? They don't realize, like, how egalitarian American culture is when it comes to race or background or everything. And then they go to these other countries and realize how racist the rest of the world actually really is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we in this country need to start paying attention to these immigrants that are telling us, you don't want a socialist country, you don't want a communist country. I just came from one. I know what it's like, and we need to listen to these people. And we're going down a slippery slope right now with this Mamdani and all these other communist and socialist candidates that the Democrat Party's throwing out there. I just think about all the World War II vets, Korean vets, and even Vietnam vets that fought communism, and they're like, what the hell's going on? I mean, that's a slap in the face to them.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I know somebody, I think it was Tim in Billings, sent us a message on Veterans Day. It was a great message, kind of on that very front. And you probably saw that video of that British World War II veteran who was talking about how the downfall of Great Britain, the downfall of the UK right now. And really, right. frankly, you can lay that right at the feet of open borders and mass migration. And basically, they're destroying the very country that he and so many other World War II veterans had fought and sacrificed for.
Absolutely. And just look at what's happening in Europe right now with the Muslims that are, you know, they're becoming the mayor, and then they start taking over boards, committees, other things. And pretty soon, you know, they're trying to implement Sharia law, and it's ridiculous. And we've got to watch out for that, because that is definitely not compatible with our way of life in this country and our constitution and laws.
Well, there was, yeah, on that front, I saw a story recently where there was a Christmas bazaar in Germany that they've now canceled because the Muslim immigrants were complaining about it. So they bent at the knee and they bowed down to the Islamic extremist and canceled a Christmas bazaar. And, of course, we've seen terrorist attacks on those same types of, you know, Christmas events in places like Germany, et cetera. On a lighter note, this is kind of a funny story here. So, you know, usually I'll catch up with our friend David Noble, and we'll get like a woke update of the week from David with some crazy woke update. I think this could be our woke update of the week because David was so gracious to fill in on the show all week last week. I didn't get a chance to catch up with him for a woke update of the week this week, but I'm going to use this one as the woke update of the week. So, George, you know how MSNBC, they're rebranding themselves. They're going to be called MS Now instead of MSNBC. Well,
yeah.
Well, apparently, as part of this rebrand, they're putting these promotional videos together promoting their network, and the Daily Caller has this: MSNBC reportedly enlists black actors to surround white anchors in the video promoting the MSNBC rebrand. So they had to hire black actors to surround the white MSNBC anchors to promote their program. Freaking hilarious.
Well, you know, I've noticed something in commercials here recently too, Aaron, that they do that a lot. I've been seeing more mixed race families in commercials. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, I don't remember the last just commercial with white people in it. So I don't know. They're trying really, really hard, you know. And I think that it's it just goes to show you that they'll go to any length not to offend somebody.
Well, yeah, it's like, hey, that's cool. Like, hey, great. Yeah, featuring families, you know, different ethnic backgrounds. Cool, great. Yeah, throw in J.D. Vance and his wife while you're at it, right? Yeah, the beautiful family. Yeah. Go for it. But, yeah, the way they're bending over backwards to show, like, oh, you know, anything but white people in the commercials. It's just kind of comical if it wasn't so devious at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, things have changed so much in our lifetime, in my lifetime. You know, TV has completely changed. You used to have All in the Family and the Jeffersons, and, you know, you had Sanford and Son, and they all made fun of each other, and nobody has a sense of humor anymore, and everybody wants to cancel somebody if they say anything about race. You know, it's changed a lot.
We got a message that came in. This was just a call-in message. Apparently, he didn't want to actually be on the show, but it was a call-in message. But it's a good message nonetheless, and it was something that I shared, you know, a couple of times on Veterans Day, but it certainly needs to be shared once again. Ed in Billings shared this with our producer. He says, Veterans Day, we need to remember the wives and the families. He says, I served for 21 years, and I appreciate the thanks, but my wife was regularly alone for months at a time. Let's not forget the people who sacrificed back home as well. And, yeah, I just got to say a big amen on that one, George. That's why I love these veterans programs that integrate the families into their programs as well. Like, for example, we did this through the Special Forces Association, the Montana chapter, we did a respite for these Green Beret soldiers and their families. And we got them out on the Bighorn Canyon at Yellowtail Dam. And our friends at Brett's RV donated a pontoon. And Montana Wake Company had, you know, our buddy Matthew McDonald had a really cool surf boat out there. And these guys just had the time of their lives. But a big part of why they enjoyed it so much was because their wives and their kids got to be with them as well, because these guys are gone for training all the freaking time. And by the way, hats off to retired Colonel Tim Small for putting that whole event together. But these guys are gone all the time. They're gone for a deployment, but then they get back from their deployment. Well, if you're the Special Forces medic, now you need to recertify for your medical capabilities. If you're the JTAC, well, you got to go back to your JTAC recertification. You know what I'm saying? And so they're gone all the time. And so now they get a chance to do this great trip. And so have their kids and their families with them so they get that time together. It was so cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, word came down in my company for Veterans Day, and I was really – it was nice to see the person that sent the message out said, you know, happy Veterans Day, and let's not forget the families. And I thought, man, what a great – he gets it, you know, what a great message. And so that was nice to see. But you're right, too. You know, so many times veterans get to taken on these hunts or fishing trips or whatever by themselves. And I think it's great when they can take their kids or their spouse with them. And, that's what it's all about.
Well, and by the way, I got to give a shout out. I got to meet a really cool veteran. Apparently, he is the chaplain for the VFW, for the state VFW chaplain. Cowboy. He goes by the name Cowboy. I met him at Sykes. We were there having breakfast with the great state Senator John Fuller, a great Vietnam veteran. And I think we ran into Courtney Sprunger there as well. I got to meet Cowboy, but that's what he's doing. He's I think this week he's had some veterans and some of their family members out hunting right now, as we speak right now. And so that's really cool. People like that continuing to serve, especially with a great opportunity like that. All right. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. The other fun thing is our friend George Blackard. You know, he was at one time basically the state vice chair. Was it vice chairman of the American Legion or deputy commander?
Vice commander. Yeah.
Vice commander. Okay, I see all these ranks. It's like Navy ranks. I can't read them. You know, it's just they're too crazy. It's like, what do those ribbons mean? I have no idea. I'll ask a sailor.
There you go.
But George, you know, oftentimes on Freedom Fridays, you would maybe do some flag etiquette types of deals and take questions from listeners if they have a flag etiquette question. Well, I think that's what Steve in Ballantyne has for us right now. Steve, thanks for the call.
Morning, guys. Yeah, this is for George. Years ago, I stopped at a local pawn shop in town, and I seen this flag, you know, in the case in the background, and it's like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm not gonna let a flag sit in the pawn shop, so I purchased it. And it is a large flag. I'm going to guess it's probably 10 by 6. I don't know the exact measurements of the flags. But it turns out it's a 48-star flag. So my question is, George, my question is I don't have a flagpole big enough to flag something that big. It is heavy. But is it okay to fly a 48-star flag? Does it make anyone mad because it doesn't include Hawaii and Alaska? I mean, what's the ethics on something like that?
Hey, great question.
You know that,
George, we've got about 20 seconds.
That is a great question. Yes, you can fly any flag that's flown over our country that was an official flag of the United States. You can fly one of those anytime. So absolutely, you can fly that. If it's in great condition, do it.
Oh, so whether it's the Betsy Ross, the 13 colonies, something, if it was at one point an official flag of the United States of America, that is still within flag etiquette to fly that in some sort of a more formal capacity. Very interesting. All right. Great question.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I tell you what, we got to start recording these off-air conversations, don't we, George? We need to keep recording during the commercial break, and then one day our best-of holiday show will just be all the off-air conversations during the breaks. Okay, George, so you and I were talking during the break, you know, back to this story. Well, first, let me share the email from Gail in Laurel first here. Because you and I were talking during the break about, you know, this Gallup survey that shows that 40% of young women want to leave the United States of America permanently. Gail in Laurel, great lady. I think I got to meet her at a volleyball tournament where she was volunteering last year. She says this: how many of these people who want to move out of the country have ever been to a foreign land? Yes, I enjoyed some of my international trips, but I always wanted to kiss the U.S. ground when I returned. What a great message there from Gail and Laurel.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's true. Now, some people right now would argue against this or differently, but, you know, the first time you go to a foreign country and just the police are carrying machine guns around all over the place in plain sight, that'll make you miss home.
That's right. All right. Well, let me see. not to annoy people with my whistling here, but let me see if I remember. I mean, my whistling's really bad right now. I'm drinking coffee. But here, anyway, you know what I'm getting at, George, here. Let me play the official Andy Griffith theme song. Does that bring back memories for you, George?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. So some of you might be wondering, why is Aaron playing the Andy Griffith Show theme song here? Well, George, you and I were talking during the break, and I was telling you that what I think is so funny about this story about how 40% of young women want to leave the United States permanently is it, because you were talking about how so many of them, like, that were surveyed are not even adults yet, like they're under the age of 18. And it reminds me of when your kids are little and they get mad at you, and then they threaten to leave the house. They threaten to run away. I'm leaving. I don't like it here. And you're like, okay, go then. Not that my wife ever told the kids, okay, you can just leave then. So it reminds me of, like, you know, you tell your kids, okay, leave then. And then they pack a little bag. They pack their little backpack, and they trudge down the street. They get about a half a block away, and then they come back. I don't want to leave. I like it here.
Yeah, I may have wanted to run away a couple of times, but
when you were little,
when I was little, yeah. But I think my dad handled it differently than Andy Taylor does.
No, it's just so funny. These kids, I'm leaving. I don't like it here. Okay, go then. And then they get a block away, and then they're coming back. And so anyway, I was telling that story to George during the break, and he said, hey, there was a great episode of the Andy Griffith Show where you know, Sheriff Andy Taylor, you know, there's little Opie sitting on the bed, and he's thinking about leaving. He's thinking about running away. All right, now we got to play a little segment from the Andy Griffith Show for you.
I hope you always go down the creek.
No, I got some thinking to do.
Oh, why? You got some kind of problem?
Well, I got something to ask you. Something important.
Yeah? Well, go ahead.
Can I run away from home?
You want to run away from home? Well, now, if that's what you got on your mind, well, you're going about it all wrong.
I am?
Oh, yeah. You ain't supposed to ask your pa.
But you always said I should never go anyplace far without getting your permission.
Well, yeah, I know I did say that. But, see, running away from home's a little special. See, what you do in a case like that is first you write a note saying that you're running away, and then you do.
You mean to tell me that's all there is to it?
That's all.
But I don't know how to write.
I'll tell you what, if you are really bound to run away, I'll write a note for you.
You will?
Yes, sir. I'll do it. Now, let's see, when was it you want to leave?
All right, so, George, then I think you know how the rest of the clip goes here. Then, apparently, he helps him write the letter, and then he starts going through the logistics, and that's what really gets young Opie, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that part there that I can't write. So, you know, I think in my house it would be, well, when you learn how to write, then you can run away from home. But until then, you got to stay here.
And I could just see a young George, a pencil, his fist wrapped all the way around the pencil, improperly holding the pencil, his tongue sticking out the side of his mouth as he's trying to figure out how to write a letter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's kind of a rite of passage for a lot of people right there, actually.
That's right. Hey, let's go back into the phone lines. We got Ryan in Belgrade. Ryan, what's your thoughts on this survey about apparently all these young women that want to leave the country permanently?
Well, my comment is just that there's a big difference between visiting countries and living in them. So I think moving to these countries and trying to live there and do whatever their rules are, I don't think it's going to be that much fun.
That's a really good point. When you're just there as a tourist and you're spending money on the restaurants and you're living in the nice hotels and dropping all that cash, you might get treated one way. But yet now you live there and you live in the normal neighborhoods and you do the normal things and you may not have the best air conditioning and everything. It's a totally different ballgame at that point.
Yeah, it's a whole different world. Yeah. So that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Hey, that's a great point. Yeah, Ryan, thanks for the call. Yeah, George, that's a really good point there. You know, even when you visit a place and you have all the nice things, you're still happy to get back home to the United States of America, but spend a little bit more time than that even.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. There are a lot of countries that don't want Americans there, period. They don't want them visiting, and they don't want them moving there for sure. So just imagine you move into a place, you got a little apartment somewhere in this other country, and then everybody gives you the cold shoulder. Nobody will talk to you, and the ones that do are telling you to leave. That's not a great existence.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. There was something else I was going to say about that. Oh, you know, the idea of, you know, you visit these other countries and, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily want you there. I think a lot of Montanans can identify with that. I mean, think about it. Think about what a beautiful place Montana is and think about all of the tourists that flood in, especially post-COVID-19. And there's a lot of Montanans who get ticked off. I mean, try driving around in a rental car with California plates on and you'll quickly see the reaction.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's sneak on another caller here. We got Jeff in Polson with another topic altogether. Jeff, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, happy Freedom Friday, guys. I have something before I get into the other topic. You were talking about women wanting to leave. I came across an acronym for the first time this week. It's AWFL, the AWFLs. It stands for Affluent White Female Liberals. And I think they're the ones who want to leave, and I think they ought to go, but they ought to go to places where there's no running water or electricity, and then they'd find out how good they really have it here.
That's a good point. So one of those awfuls, to use your acronym, one of those rich white liberal women, Rosie O'Donnell. Well, if she's so woke, what is she doing going to Ireland? Why doesn't she go somewhere else if she's so woke, right?
Yeah, where money could do some good. And then the reason I wanted to get on the war on drugs was because I just read this morning on the newsletter I get that USS Gerald Ford has just shown up off the coast of Venezuela, and nobody knew where it was until it got there. And it's causing all sorts of consternation. And that caused me to wonder, when did the war on drugs actually begin? So I looked it up, and it was June 17th, 1971. President Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs. So for 54 years, we've been fighting a war on drugs. I think it's time to either win it or lose it, and I think this is the first time that any president has ever actually put actual military might into the war on drugs.
In a major way. Yeah.
I think after 54 years, it's time to have a real war.
Well, it's time to end the war. And when I say that, they have waged war on us. The drug cartels have been waging and are waging war on America. President Trump is working to bring that to a halt. Finally. That's why these libertarians who virtue signal, oh, he's going to get us into another war. The war is already there. He's working to end it. Like all the other wars he's been ending, you virtue signaling. Anyway, good thing we got a break.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Homeless people, if you're smart, take my advice. Go to California and Gavin Newsom. Gavin wants you. Gavin encourages you to go out there. Gavin will give you everything for free. If you don't want to, if you prefer the colder weather, go to New York, New York City, and say hi to Zoran, Marxist, Kami Mamdani. He's going to feed you and house you, and he's going to take away rich people's homes and put you in it. I mean, you may end up with a multi-million dollar brownstone by the time he's done in 4 years. Who knows? I mean, if I was homeless, why would you ever hang out in the freezing weather in New York or in D.C. when you can go to Gavin Newsom and hang out in L.A.? Or hang out in Santa Barbara.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Jason Aldean has announced his new studio album, Songs About Us, and dropped three new tracks as a surprise for fans. The 20-track project includes Help You Remember, a deeply personal song Aldean co-wrote about watching loved ones struggle with dementia. Other highlights include a new version of David Lee Murphy's Dust on the Bottle with Murphy himself, the title track, Songs About Us, featuring Luke Bryan, and a duet with his wife, Brittany, titled Easier Gone. Songs About Us arrives April 24th.
Letter to my mama.
Vince Gill will take center stage at the upcoming 59th annual CMA Awards when he's honored with the 2025 CMA Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. The Country Music Association announced that he will be honored during Country Music Biggest Night with a special tribute performance. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Winter. Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, George has another very interesting story to talk about. Hopefully we have time to get to it, but I got a couple of callers we want to sneak on here as well, especially with regard to this topic about, people wanting to leave the United States and permanently. William in the Flathead on the phone lines next. William, what's your thoughts?
Well, I just had a thought when I was listening to you guys talk, and I had to chuckle a little bit because I don't think their thought process is very clear that, you know, going to a foreign country as a tourist, if they know you're there as a tourist and a tourist committing faux pas about their language or their culture or their way of life can be forgiven, you're a tourist. But if you go there to live, they're going to expect you to learn their language, learn their culture, and their way of doing things. They're not going to let you be there as an American. If you're going to live there, they want you to become them. And I just don't think they understand that because we have that kind of problem here. Oh, everybody wants to be, you know, multiculturalism. You can do what you want. But you go to a foreign country and they don't think that way.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Great point. Great point. I'd keep the conversation going with you a little bit longer, William, but I got another caller I want to sneak on here as well. Thanks so much for calling in. Call in again for sure. Let's see. Now we've got Tracy in Kalispell. Tracy, what's your thoughts, Tracy? Do we have Tracy? I think we might have lost Tracy.
Yes.
Oh, we got Tracy. Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
Nope. We're here, Aaron. Good morning. Thank you on Freedom Friday for all you two do.
Thank you.
I am a person who used to live down by the Tijuana border, and they know in 1974 I left. They know darn well where all those tunnels are, just like Hamas, and they could have stopped it a long time ago. There was no teeth to it. And then growing up in the 60s and 70s was very interesting. At that point, wasn't a Christian, but I saw what the women were doing, and I said, you are going to be so sorry someday. And, yep, they are. They are running wild, and no husband sticking around because they decided to be crazy and wild and not get along. So I guess I can speak that way because I'm a woman. I heard all the men and I went, wow, we gotta get somebody who actually was there and knows the mistakes that were made during the 60s when we threw away religion and good common sense.
So 40% of young women wanting to leave the U.S. permanently. What do you think is happening there? What's your reaction?
I think they're listening to the wrong people. Get some good old common sense thought processes. Make them look up the countries they want to go to. Educate them and say, okay, now think about it.
Yeah, very good point. You know, I wonder, you know, it's interesting too. Tracy, thanks for the call, you know, weighing in on, you know, both the war on drugs or the lack of us actually fighting a war on drugs and then on the women wanting to leave. It's interesting too, because you look at surveys, you know, Christian women, married Christian women are much happier according to most surveys, and liberal women are the most depressed according to surveys that have come out. It's kind of interesting in light of Tracy's remarks. George, we got about a minute to go. Do you want to share your story about voting or give reaction to what Tracy said there?
You know, let's just stick with Tracy. And so she's right, but you know, she brought up a good point. Who's making these girls and women think that way? Well, look at the Democrat Party. They're telling everybody this country is so bad that, you know, why would they want to stay? Because I think it's going to work against them. They keep saying it's a terrible place. And, you know, they're kind of listening. So
that's a good point. Where are they getting their information from that makes them want to leave America? There was a female podcaster on Fox recently. I forget who she was on with, but she was making that point that if you look at the magazines targeting young women, the online deals, like they're putting men on the cover of women's magazines and saying that's what it is to be a real woman. And that's the messaging that these young women are seeing out there. Great point. George, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on Freedom Friday. Always good to catch up with you, my friend.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.